Letter to Dr. Eric Karlstrom, 2/25/2019. Dear Dr. Karlstrom, I listened to a podcast on the Kev Baker Show last night. After listening and reviewing your websites, I was sure I have found the right person to connect with. My son Andrew committed suicide with a shotgun in our home on August 7th, 2018. This was my 57th birthday. Andrew turned 30 years old on July 20th, 2018. I believe for certain Andrew was a TITC, targeted individual, targeted citizen. He was a highly intelligent man and was an avid computer gamer user. He was a lonely person and had few friends since moving here to Florida in 2007. He had some emotional problems in 2015-2016 and said people were stalking him and he heard evil voices. He medicated himself with benzos for the last 6 months prior to his death. He and I had many conversations prior to his passing, but I did not know what a targeted individual was until I started doing research after he passed. I have only told a few family members about this. They are skeptical and attribute his suicide to a mental illness. This is what a grief counselor told me when I reached out for professional help. I did not tell her about my belief he was a TITC. I did not want to reveal my knowing what I know to be true. As I'm sure you are aware, I have very few people I can turn to or trust. I feel I or other family members can become TIs if we trust the wrong people with our truths. This is frustrating and hard to cope with. You, of all people, can understand what Andrew went through and my need to understand what happened to him. Andrew had many weapons. He only target practiced and collected. He never harmed anything or anyone. I believe he was asked to kill his mother or worse, but instead took his own life to save others. He would do this if he knew people and family were in danger. In my eyes, he was a hero. He was preaching from the Bible days and hours before he died. The reason I am writing to you is because if there is any research you are doing or know of others who are on the front lines, they may help us in remembrance of our son. He would have wanted this. If someone wants to inspect and review my son's high-end computer, I would allow this. The answers to what my son knew or was led to believe are on the hard drive. I am not a tech person. To be honest, I am afraid of what is on that computer. Maybe I should just let it go and destroy it. I don't know. If you are interested or know of others that could use this information, let me know. I know this is a rather long letter, but I had to convey what has happened to someone who cares and is aware of the evil that is occurring. I am not afraid of much anymore, as I wear the armor of God every day and follow Jesus as our Savior. My son's death has brought me much closer to God and his son. I am what you would know as born again. Anyway, I hope you can respond in some fashion. I prefer actual mail, but email is okay too. I appreciate your hard work and effort to awaken people to the truth. Peace and God be with you. Sincerely, from Andrew's father. P.S. Just a little more info on my son. We drove him to the ER about 35 days prior to his passing. Voluntarily, he admitted himself. They Baker acted him to be held for 72 hours under psycho evaluation, then let him go after 36 hours, apologizing and admitted they were wrong in Baker acting him. 2 weeks later, Andrew had to be taken by ambulance for treatment diagnosis of severe stomach pain. Nothing was diagnosed and he was released. 3 weeks later, he shot himself after 3 days of constant mind control, evil thoughts, and no sleep. My wife fell asleep for 15 minutes. That is when he took his life. I was in Colorado at the time. My life has not been the same since I turned 57. And with the letter, I received a baseball card. Grand Slam 1998 with a picture of a 10-year-old boy on it. Paliyup Babe Ruth. The picture is of Andrew and gives his age, weight, height. He bats switch, throws right. Played pitcher and second base, shortstop. Favorite team was the Red Sox. League was Puyallup Babe Ruth. Favorite pro was Alex Rodriguez. And the coach was his father.